Greg Wallen, to explore the world of remodeling. Whether you're on the production team, design team, or managing the whole show, you can expect insights, tips, and stories that inspire and educate. So let's dive into the Why We Build podcast.
Welcome to the Why We Build podcast. Greg Wallach here with you today solo. Steve Wheeler is returning home from the International Builders Show, where he spoke to packed audiences, sharing his wisdom and insights about stellar customer service and project closeouts. A reminder, and I do want to hear from you. If you have any feedback on the show, a guest suggestion, perhaps, or maybe you'd like to be a guest, please send me an email, greg@remodelersadvantage.com. Today, I'm going to pull back the curtain just a little bit and share some of the things that we do here at Remodelers Advantage with our peer groups. Now, specifically, I'm going to tell you about how we look at goal setting, or as we like to call them, commitments, from the perspective of our tactical roundtable groups. Now, those are the peer groups mostly for employees. Now, similar things are happening at the owner's level, but I'm speaking from my perspective as a facilitator for production manager and design manager groups. I'm also going to talk a little bit about what we call microboards. They're a smaller subset of the peer group that is crucial in the role to keep folks engaged, but more importantly, allows you to have some folks you can rely on for feedback, accountability, and as a sounding board as things come up throughout the year. Our jobs are hard, and it's nice to have a team of folks that are there for you that have either experienced the issues you're dealing with or are probably going to deal with it soon. Oh, and by the way, these people are there to celebrate your wins too. We can't forget to celebrate the wins, no matter how small. So let's get started. As tactical managers, our job isn't to just oversee the work. It's to make sure the work is done efficiently, profitably, and of course, at the highest levels of quality. How do we ensure that we are always moving in the right direction? Well, that's where commitments come in handy. At Remodelers Advantage, we don't just set goals, we make commitments. And there is a key difference. Goal is something you aim for, while a commitment is something you own. We're going to start by talking about how to create meaningful commitments using the SMARTER framework. And I know I'm sharing this within the framework of a formal peer group, but this stuff still works, even if you are not part of a roundtable group. But of course, I'd love to see you be a part of one of our peer groups. If you spell out the word SMART and then throw an R on the end, each letter means something important to the whole idea. S is for specific. Now, a vague commitment is a wasted commitment. Saying, I want to improve our schedules is not a real commitment. A real commitment defines exactly what you're going to do. For example, instead of improved scheduling, a strong commitment would be, I will reduce the number of schedule overruns by improving our weekly production team meetings and ensure each lead carpenter submits a 3-week look ahead every Friday by 3 p.m. See the difference? Specificity gives us clarity and direction. M is measurable. If we can't measure it, we can't manage it. Measurability ensures that we know whether we're making progress or not. A commitment like I will improve job profitability is measurable, but it's still a little vague. Instead, try I will increase our gross profit margins on projects over $100,000 by 2% in the next quarter by improving job costing reviews, reducing material overages. You know, one great test for measurability is this. Could you teach someone else this concept, process, idea, or tool? If not, it needs work. A is for achievable. A commitment is only meaningful if you have the ability to control it independently. If your commitment depends on other people's actions or external factors beyond your influence, it's not achievable. It's just a wish. Instead of saying, I will ensure that all selections are finalized before production starts, which relies on the design team and the client, try this. I will ensure that 100% of my projects have a complete pre-construction checklist, including all known selections, 2 weeks before the start date. You control that. Achievable commitments give us power because we own the outcome. R, relevant. A commitment should be directly tied to your role as a tactical manager. If it's not relevant to your responsibilities, it doesn't belong in your plan. Think about what's most important for you to succeed in your role. If your main responsibility is ensuring jobs are delivered on time and on budget, then a commitment about improving company social media presence isn't relevant. It's a distraction. A better commitment would be, I will improve our production efficiency by reducing job site downtime by 20% over the next 6 months. Maybe that's through better material staging, trade partner scheduling. You know what I'm saying here. If your commitment isn't aligned with your role, it won't make an impact. T is time bound. A commitment without a deadline is likely to be incomplete. Adding a time constraint gives it urgency and accountability. Now, instead of saying, I will improve my pre-construction meetings, say something like, I will implement a new pre-construction meeting checklist and use it for all our jobs starting in Q2 with an evaluation process in place by the end of the quarter. This creates a natural timeline and forces us to take action. Remember I said we're going to throw an R on the end of the word smart? Well, that's where we're at now. That's resources. Here's the often overlooked piece of the puzzle. Do you have the resources to make that commitment happen? Now, resources include time, budget, people, tools, and training. If you commit to reducing warranty callbacks by 30%, say, but don't have the authority to approve additional site visits or training, then you lack the resources to succeed. Instead, consider, I will work with my team to identify the top 3, 4, 5 reoccurring warranty issues and develop a training module or process to address them within the next 60 days. Make sure you have the capacity and tools to deliver on your commitments. Now that we've created strong commitments using the SMARTER framework, let's talk about how to execute them. The best way to do this is by breaking each commitment into smaller, manageable steps with deadlines. Let's take an example here. If the commitment is, like we've talked about, I will implement a new pre-construction meeting checklist and use it for all jobs starting in Q2 with an evaluation process in place by the end of the quarter, how do we break this down? Well, here's a simple method. Define the major milestones. Research existing pre-construction checklists. That would be week 1. Draft the first version of the new checklist. That would be week 2. Get feedback from the team and make revisions weeks 3 and 4. Then implement the checklist on new jobs starting in Q2, that's week 5. Now review and refine based on the field feedback, that's weeks 6 through 12. We want to give it a little bit of time. It's important that you assign deadlines for each step because deadlines create accountability and momentum. Track progress weekly. Use a tracking system to ensure you're making steady progress. Ask yourself, what's the first action I can take today? The hardest part of any commitment is getting started. Breaking it down into what you can do right now will make you more successful, or at least raise the chances of your success. Let's talk about what makes a great commitment come to life. SOUP stands for sense of urgency, please. Many great commitments fail not because they weren't well-structured, but because they didn't have urgency. If your commitment can wait, it will wait. So how do we create urgency? Well, there's 3 ways. First, tie your commitment to a real pain point. If job site delays are hurting profits, that should light a fire under you to fix it. Second, set early milestones. If your commitment is a 6-month goal, set a 30-day check-in so you can start moving right away. And third, share your commitment with others. Make it public. When others know what you're working on, you're more likely to act. I think the best ideas, the strongest commitments, and the most meaningful goals don't happen in isolation. They happen in conversation, in moments of accountability, and in the push and pull of collaboration. That's why at Remodeler's Advantage, we don't just rely on our full peer group meeting to drive success. We use microboards. Now, microboards are a smaller subset group within your larger peer group. They are the bridge that keeps us connected between meetings, but maybe more importantly, they serve as a built-in accountability system to ensure we follow through on the commitments we make at each meeting. Here's the reality. A commitment without accountability is an obstruction. And while we're all capable of holding ourselves accountable, we are exponentially more effective when we have others supporting, challenging, and reminding us to take action. So each time we meet as a full peer group, we spend a lot of time developing these commitments. Commitments that are designed to move our projects and teams forward. But between meetings, life happens. The whirlwind of our days happens. Urgent issues happen. We get buried in the day-to-day work, and sometimes those commitments we made with full confidence start slipping down the priority list. This is where microboards come in really handy. The most effective leaders in any industry don't just set commitments. They build structures to ensure they follow through. And your microboard is a part of that structure. It's your accountability team, your sounding board, and your support system. Let's break down how microboards help drive success from one meeting season to the next. First, it's staying connected between meetings. We've all experienced the energy of a great peer group meeting or a conference, that sort of thing. You leave inspired and motivated and clear on what needs to happen next. But that momentum can fade if we don't stay connected. Microboards ensure that we keep the conversation going, helping us stay engaged by checking in regularly. We maintain that mindset of growth and improvement rather than getting lost in the daily grind. We can share challenges in real time. Instead of waiting months to troubleshoot an issue, microboards allow us to get quick feedback and advice when we need it. Also helps us to reinforce learning. We don't just learn at meetings, we apply those lessons in the months that follow, and microboards help us keep those insights top of mind. The second thing, it holds each other accountable. We've used that word a lot. Most of us don't naturally hold ourselves accountable as well as we can. When we know someone is going to check in on us, our follow-through improves significantly. Now, a well-run microboard tracks commitments from the last meeting. At every microboard session, members should revisit what they committed to at the last full peer group meeting. Are you on track? And if not, why? Want to challenge excuses? We all have reasons why we didn't hit a goal or a commitment, but a strong microboard helps us separate real barriers from avoidable delays. Pushes for progress. Even if a commitment can't be completed all at once, a microboard ensures that incremental progress is happening. We want to break the commitments into actionable steps. We've talked about this, but one of the biggest reasons commitments get delayed is that they're too big or they're too vague. We set strong commitments in our peer groups, but executing them requires breaking them down into manageable steps, and microboards help us do that. A powerful microboard session should include questions like, what's the first step you can take towards your commitment? What specific milestone do you need to hit before our next check-in? What's getting in the way, and how can we help you remove that obstacle? By breaking commitments into smaller steps and holding each other accountable for those steps, microboards make big goals achievable, supporting and challenging each other. A microboard isn't just about checking a box. It's about real, meaningful engagement with people who understand your role in the business and your challenges. The best microboards offer real support. Need a resource? Facing an unexpected challenge? Microboards are also a safe space to ask for help, give honest feedback. Sometimes the best thing a peer can do is tell you what you don't want to hear but need to hear it. And again, celebrate progress. Accountability isn't just about calling out where we fall short. It's also about recognizing and celebrating wins along the way. Building habits of urgency and execution. This is the sense of urgency please part. Ultimately, the success of microboards comes down to one thing, and that's action. If we walk into each full peer group meeting with unfinished commitments, we're missing the point. Microboards create urgency by ensuring that our commitments don't become someday goals. They keep us moving forward even when life gets busy. So here's the challenge. When you step into your microboard session, Don't just show up. Show up ready. Come prepared with an update on your commitments. Be ready to share your progress and challenges. Be open to feedback and accountability. And most important, ask yourself, what am I committing to before the next microboard session? What is my next small step? Let's make sure that every commitment we make gets done. That's the power of the microboards. Microboards are one of the most valuable tools we have here at Modeler's Advantage. They're not just meetings, they're your personal board of advisors helping you push forward between each full peer group session. Your success depends on your ability to execute. Your microboard is here to make sure you do. So we should make it count. Now, what I just said to you is based on the peer group network that we have here at Modeler's Advantage. It's powerful. I've seen it work. I've seen people succeed. There's nothing more I would like than to have all of our listeners in one of our peer groups, whether it's tactical or an owner's group. We have something for everyone. But if for some reason you can't be a part of one of our groups, please don't think you can't do this on your own. You couldn't get some other people to maybe help you along. It doesn't even have to be someone in your industry. But the idea of having an accountability group with the appropriate goal setting techniques in place, commitments, which I think are way better than goals, it's going to help you. I've seen it in action. And again, I can't say enough good things about this sort of process. So make your goals smarter, have a little soup, and find some accountability partners to help you move on.
That's it for this episode of the Why We Build podcast. We hope you found something valuable to take back to your team. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Please send in your ideas for future episodes. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. If you want more information about our roundtables program, production manager groups, design manager groups, consulting services, or any of the Remodelers Advantage offerings, please visit remodelersadvantage.com or email Greg at remodelersadvantage.com.